While Giambra is not officially a candidate against Cuomo, he's running hard and meeting with the power brokers to get the Republican nomination in a very small field of choices. Policy papers are still to come, but he says it will explain the dollars to be gained by taxing and regulating pot. He says the cash will mix with President Trump's infrastructure programs to make major improvements in the state's tattered infrastructure. In announcing his position yesterday, Giambra indirectly referred to the long battles over liquor during Prohibition, which led to repeal.
What do we need more in New York State than new industry? This is going to create jobs and opportunities. And right now, the jobs and opportunities are in the underground economy, in the black market economy. That's wrong. And for us to continue to perpetuate an underground economy and making pretend that it doesn't exist, I say, let's monetize it. Let's make it work for it.
At one time, Giambra did lobbying work for pot, but he says he isn't getting paid for that anymore. In announcing his position, he spent much of a news conference talking about the value of this new source of revenue in turning around the battered and deteriorating MTA in Metro New York, probably an important position to voters in that area dealing daily with falling apart bus, subway, and rail systems. He says just imposing either a tax on millionaires or on drivers heading into Manhattan makes no sense when legal pot can provide the cash. There is legislation in both houses in Albany to do this. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.